Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is still in Austria, in Vienna. And when in Austria and when in Vienna, I've obviously gotta go and pay a visit to Fürth Café. So I'm here, and Fürth Café has invested in a new La Mazzocca machine, the GB5, at home, where we're playing today. And I've had an amazing time, my first time on a La Mazzocca. And I've had the pleasure to try the blend that Fürth Café does, especially for a very good restaurant in the center, in the second district of Vienna, called Café Anzari. And we've played with a blend, and I've actually had a wonderful time just getting used to the machine, getting used to the blend as well. And I've managed, I think, on a 19 gram dry dosage in 28 seconds to get 30 grams of fluid out of this Anzari blend and out of the La Mazzocca. It was quite amazing. I've used the double spouted portafilter into a lovely La Mazzocca shot glass, which was sensational in itself. I'm really excited to be in front of my first La Mazzocca machine. But I'm going to go and have a little chat upstairs with the roaster himself, who is actually packaging all these beautiful coffees, which he's going to deliver to Café Anzari tomorrow. These beans have been roasted when, CGP?
Well, what, the ones you just played with?
Yes.
Well, they were roasted on the 26th, 7th of March.
March, okay. So they were kind of in
2.5 weeks ago.
Yep. I mean, and can you tell us what the blend consists of?
Well, the blend is a very heavy Brazilian-based blend with two different Brazilian coffees.
Yep.
Of which one I roast in two different batches.
Right.
Which means I roast one batch a little darker.
Yep.
And the other one a little lighter. I blend those two together. And then I have a second Brazilian, which I only use a small batch of, or single batch. And to sort of spice it all up, there's a Guatemalan, Central American.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then what I do is I blend the two Brazilians that I roast with different profiles, and then I blend the other two, the other Brazilian and the Guatemalan, and then I mix them all up together.
So the thing to
we have about three quarters Brazil and one quarter Central.
What we need to point out is that the Austrians really like something that's roasted, I wouldn't say on the dark side, because we're
not going dark,
but definitely darker than what we are used to in London.
But I'm trying to slowly get them used to something lighter.
Yes.
You know, I'm slowly going that way. Yeah.
So what did you think of that extraction, which was, as I said, 19 grams of dry dosage in 28 seconds?
Well, when we compare what the customers are used to here and in England, what they're sort of being offered in England now, is that we don't go for overdosing and under-extracting so much here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm getting my customers to use not 7 grams, but 9 to 10 grams per shot. For a single shot. So, you know, also there, they're slowly getting there. So, you know, we're not going for this incredible coffee hit. Yeah. So I have to see that, you know, I get something that lingers. Yeah. Because you're not getting this incredible hit, but you're getting something that lingers. And so that customers, when they walk away, they say, I've just had because it's that what makes the customer come back after all. Yeah. So, yeah. And I think, you know, it's also not so easy to get the people working on the machines to do it properly, consistently.
But the great news is that Fürth Café might, by September, have his own coffee shop.
Yes.
So we're working towards that.
This is the plan for 2013.
Okay, well, I tell you what, when in Austria, look up Anzari, Café Anzari in the second district, just across the Danube, Bridge of the Danube. And then, hopefully, Fürth Café will also already have a little outlet where you can taste all the roasts that Fürth Café does. So, thanks again for letting me play on the GB5. This was amazing.
You're welcome.
All right. Off to the airport very soon, back in London tomorrow.